This is KCUR. Over the next couple of years, Kansas education will face some of its most unstable times ever. The legislature has cut classroom funding, there's no school finance formula, and the whole system may be thrown into chaos depending on what the state Supreme Court does. And as KCUR's Sam Zeff discovered, this is all taking a toll on the ability to recruit and retain teachers.
You may think it odd, but this story begins along the Kansas Turnpike.
So I'm standing near mile marker 211, about 8 miles east of Lawrence. And in front of me is a billboard that reads, Independence, Missouri School District, hiring teachers now.
Yes, we do have two billboards in Kansas, along major areas where people drive.
That's Independent School Superintendent Dr. Dale Hurl. He bought only two billboards this year, and they're both in Kansas. His district is growing by hundreds of students a year, and for 2015-2016, he needed a lot of teachers fast. Turns out, there seems to be plenty from Kansas looking for jobs elsewhere.
I think teachers have done more with less for a number of years, and it does wear on you.
Julie Wilson coordinates teacher recruitment and retention in Kansas and maintains the website kansasteachingjobs.com. Right now, there are 700 openings in the state for teachers and non-teaching staff. Wilson says that's double the openings they usually have this time of year. Kansas teachers, she says, just don't feel supported.
You know, the expectations have remained the same, if not more, and our funding hasn't matched that.
Wilson and other educators say it's hard to fill teaching jobs in Kansas right now because not only has funding not kept up with needs, but how schools will be funded is up in the air. The block grants passed by the legislature this year have been ruled unconstitutional, and that funding scheme is now in the hands of the state Supreme Court. Tax revenue continues to lag, so the budget in Kansas next year will be challenging at best. But it's not just the budget. The legislature has stripped Kansas teachers of tenure protection, and this session tried to severely limit their bargaining power.
Okay, so the point of today, yes, this is the square root of 10.
That's an ugly combination for many young teachers like Morgan Roadcap, who's teaching math this summer at Pioneer Ridge Middle School in Independence.
But a lot of, like my Missouri friends, as we're becoming new teachers and getting our degrees, we're not looking in Kansas.
Roadcap says her goal coming out of graduate school was to return to her hometown of Topeka to teach. She was actually offered a job in Junction City, but because of an uncertain budget, they couldn't tell her how much she would be paid. So she took a job in Missouri instead.
It's definitely sad that I can't be where family is, and it's angering that this kind of thing is affecting kids.
Data from the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education suggests there is indeed a migration of teachers from Kansas to Missouri. In 2011, before huge tax cuts were enacted, only 85 applications for Missouri teaching licenses were filed with a Kansas address. In the next 3 years, as school budgets were slashed, those applications doubled. During that same period, applications for Missouri teaching licenses from Arkansas and Iowa remained steady.
It's hard to know how big an impact those issues are, but there are certainly things that come up.
Mark Tallman is with the Kansas Association of School Boards, and he just finished a cross-Kansas trip where he met with educators in dozens of school districts. School leaders, he says, are worried about the long-term stability and support for education in the state.
But certainly Kansas has gone through the last few years. I think what many people see is an unusual amount of instability, or at least potential instability.
Even in the Shawnee Mission District, among the most stable school districts anywhere, there seems to be concern among employees. The district confirms that 250 teachers, staff, and administrators have retired in the past 12 months. That's much higher than normal, the district says, because many took district-offered early retirement. Why? Many educators say they wanted out before changes were made to the Kansas retirement system, making it less generous. And, says Independent Superintendent Dale Hurl, making Missouri more attractive.
Is there a correlation between the number of teachers leaving Kansas and the atmosphere? I would have to think so. If the same situation was happening in Missouri, I would think that the same thing would be happening.
The real fear is the long-term effect on Kansas education. School districts now have to worry about a shrinking pool of young teachers at a time of massive baby boomer retirements, meaning the true damage might not be felt for several years. Sam Zeff, KCUR News.